Hi everyone, my name is Azam Raiz and welcome to the off-season special from Poet X. In these next few weeks, we'll be releasing a barrage of poetry, which are live recordings of poets from Ruminate. Ruminate was a spoken word event organized by Poet X a couple of months ago, where we showcased among the biggest names in the contemporary poetry scene in KL at that time. Each episode of the Ruminate series will feature one of the seven performers that performed at the event. What you will hear is the live recordings taken at the venue, Pampas Old Malaya, Jalan Raja Julan, KL. The first poet we showcase in the series is Muhammad Zafir. He was the opening act for Ruminate and absolutely set the stage and standard for the night. A name recognized by many in the scene, he blew the audience away from the get-go. Well known for his wordplay, Zafir also never misses a beat with his focus on rhyme schemes. He has performed at various stages throughout Kuala Lumpur, like the Kuala Lumpur Fest, The Flame by Maps, If Walls Could Talk, Arts for Grabs, TEDx Inti Subang, and Festival Bocor Puisi in Ipoh, and also Jacket. Zafir has featured alongside big name acts such as National Laureate, Ace Ahmad Said, and rapper Ultimate. We at Poet X are proud to present you Muhammad Zafir, live at Ruminate.
Hello. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight. On behalf of all the performers for tonight, I'd like to introduce you to Ruminate, and I'll begin. I want to tell you about what happened to me today. Because I was holding my favorite book of poetry, and I was hungry, so I went to my favorite restaurant and I ordered a steak. Now, usually it comes in 20 minutes. But today I was a little bitter, because today it came a little bit late, and when it did come, it was great. I'm talking golden brown steak fries, fresh, green, luscious vegetables, and of course, the steak. And the steak was well done. And by well done, of course, I mean perfectly medium rare, and I like the engravings on the plate. I've made a mistake. What I meant to say was I was reading some Rumi in 8. Wait. Nothing? All right. And with that, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Zafir. And it means victory in Arabic. Some of you might think I seem strange, but you don't know the half of it. I'm a pacifist and I dislike confrontation. I crumble into tears when I get too frustrated. And most of my past teachers tell me that I'm smart, but lazy as lazy gets. And I'm talkative for shit. And I curse like I've got Tourette's. Most of my friends say I'm the most carefree person they've ever met. But to be honest, I have more than a few regrets. And I regret quitting the piano at age 6 and not putting more effort in my academics. And lately, I've been feeling shit. It's like I'm in a pit and I fall to a deeper, darker one. Each time I try to get out of it, I am feeling shit. And I only feel better when I spit. And I admit that I've got a confession. I fall into a state of mini depression. I got everything I could ever ask for, but I can't count my blessings despite the math lessons. And I need you, God, to answer some questions. No, I need you, God, to please give some directions. This is show where I'm heading. See, I'm just 21, and I just don't know where to turn. No, I'm 21. There's already so many bridges that I've burned. No, I'm 21. The money that I have is not the money that I've earned. No, I'm 21. And I realize there's so many things I've yet to learn. My biggest weakness is I'm a hypocrite. No. I hate hypocrites. My weakness is I'm consistently inconsistent. Shit. You don't believe me? I'ma give you an example. I consider myself a religious man, but I smoke and drink and gamble. I love my family, but I spend my time with my friends, and I regret my past decisions, but I do it all again, because I know that it made me strong. If not, it helped me write the song, and I know this is my destiny all along. Plus, I'm a kleptomaniac. That means to take things literally, but chill. I just do it for the thrill, because 9 times out of 10, I can afford the things that I steal. I'm just trying to keep it real, but still, I weigh about 90 kilos, and I'm 6 feet plus. Wait, that's a lie. I mean, I'm under 6 feet. It's like I'm buried alive. I grew up in a family of 5. That's me, my dad, and my mom, my older brother, and my younger brother. My older brother's doing an MBA. My younger brother's doing nothing, but hey, let's get the shit out the way and let's just go back to me, because I'm an average dude, and this is how average do. If you're a middle child, a middle class, if like giving you the middle finger, then you'll be average too. Said I'm an average Malay dude. That means I pray about 5 four, three times a day. I mean, what else can I say? I said I smoke about a pack a day, but this year, I swear to God, I'm trying to throw the packs away. For the same reasons that I started exercising, just so I could better my health. I mean, I try my best to do the best with the cost that I've been dealt. I wrote this song for the fame and the girls and the wealth. No, I wrote this song just so I can introduce myself, huh? Okay, thank you. The piece was titled Introduction, and I started writing about last year, in December, and the next piece that I plan to perform was because last year, 2016, I had two resolutions, to lose weight and to get a girlfriend, and I was inspired by one of my resolutions, to find a girlfriend, not the losing weight part. It's titled I'm Looking for Someone, and I hope you enjoy. See, I'm looking for someone who's about my height. Maybe a little bit shorter. No, I'm looking for someone who isn't hesitant to give somebody you need a quarter. I'm looking for someone whose eyes will make you think of heaven. No, I'm looking for someone who's a six but thinks she's a seven. I'm looking for someone to share my secrets with. Someone who I can talk to every single night. And I'm looking for someone that I'll be grateful for. It doesn't matter if we fight. And if we fight, I'm looking for someone that I'll be willing to give in. Given that she's cute when she's angry. Even when I know I'm right. And I'm looking for someone whose smile can light up a room with no lights. I'm looking for someone to sit down with. And someone I'ma stand up to, no. I'm looking for someone to fuck around with. Someone who's always ready for round two, no. I'm not looking for someone to sleep with. I'm looking for someone to wake up to. And when I marry her, it's because I need to and I want to. I'm looking for someone who drives an Audi. But is it my riding in my car, which is not an Audi. And I'm looking for someone who still remains a little bit naughty, despite the fact that she may be turning 40. And whether I call her my shorty, my lady, or my bitch, she knows that I mean it in the best way. She thinks I'm smart, clever, and intelligent. Despite what the test say, and I'ma do everything with her. It doesn't matter what the rest say, cause every single day I spend with her would be the best day. I'm looking for someone who's willing to try something new. Even if she thinks she might be bad at it, I'm looking for someone that'll make me work on me and throw away all my bad habits. I'm looking for someone who enjoys her puns. And you can't even be mad at it, because when I bring up knife juggling, I expect her to say, let's take a stab at it. I'm looking for someone who's always polite, but still got the ability to be rude. And I'm looking for someone who watches what she eats and still finishes her food. Honestly, I'm looking for someone who values trust and honesty. And I'm looking for someone who hears the word Homer and thinks the Simpsons and the Odyssey. I'm looking for someone to be the co-captain of my team. Someone who's gorgeous in her dress, sexy in her jeans. I'm looking for someone who's following her passion and her dreams. And so I know that she knows what sacrifice really means. I'm looking for someone that I'm looking for someone that I catch a grenade for. Wait, that reference might be a couple years too late. So I'm looking for someone that I would love to have as a roommate. And I'm looking for someone to date today, because tomorrow might be too late. I'm looking for someone who loves nature. Someone who literally wouldn't hurt a fly. And I'm looking for someone who's got it all figured out. Someone who's not afraid to die. I'm looking for somebody with the body, with the booty. And I don't see the need to lie, because I'm a simple kind of guy, but in the end, I'm still a guy. I mean, I'm looking for someone who can handle my parents. Because I'm going to let you in on a secret. Both of them are fucking insane. In my mom's family tree, got over 100 living family members. I'm expecting her to remember all of their names. I'm looking for someone who won't stop me from playing, but ready to join in on my games. And I'm looking for someone who wears a shawl and a lip piercing, just so I know that she's going against the grain. I'm looking for someone who's a person of faith. It doesn't have to be Islam. I just want to know that she believes in something. And I'm looking for someone who's strong enough to fight, but sees the humility and running. I'm looking for someone to cuddle with at night. I'm looking for someone to tuck in, and I'm looking for someone to be my sun when she comes up and my moon when she comes in. So if you know someone, remind me to remind you to remind her, because I would do anything for my everything, even if it takes everything to find her. Thank you. I'm sorry, because this is the last piece that I will perform for you tonight. So, you know, the resolution thing where 2017 is only to lose weight, right? It is not because I have given up on finding someone. It is because I found her. And this piece is inspired by her. It was me finding her. It's me finding myself. It is titled What I Want, and I hope you enjoy. What I want is to talk about what I want. Because salute to my parents, I don't need to talk about my needs. And I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've ever had a real reason to complain. I loved every part of my childhood, from my shoes to my clothes to my name. And you gave me a place to stay. Love, freedom, support, everything I needed just to get it on. The only time I've ever felt thirsty or hungry is in Ramadan. And I want to thank you. I want to. And I don't want to sound too overzealous, but the way you handled every single one of my basic needs, it would have made Maslow jealous. Like, when I was 4, all I wanted was to become a doctor. Not because I wanted to help people, not because I thought it was a good profession, but because I thought it was what my parents wanted. It's what I thought all the smart kids wanted to be. Come to think of it, I remember going through introspection and having all these complex thoughts when I was 3, when I was 10. All I wanted was a Game Boy Color to play Pokemon on. But I now know that that's BS, because I don't play shit on my DS. When I was 13, all I ever wanted was to be cool. I wanted applause and admiration. I wanted applause and admiration. Come on. I wanted applause and admiration to make up for the A's that I didn't get in school. When I was 17, I told the love of my life that I wanted her. I took my heart out and I gave it to her with a scarlet letter. Then I waited and I waited. I remembered that it felt like forever that she sent me back a package with a message. And the message read, return to sender. I was hurt. I was hurt, and it took me like 6 years to get better. So at 18, I focused, and I went to college because I still wanted to become a doctor. But by the end of it, I was scared I couldn't handle it. So I changed my path, told myself I wanted to become a psychologist. At 19, all I wanted was to lose weight. I wanted to look better, and more importantly, I wanted to feel better. So I started eating oats for breakfast and exercising till my muscles were sore, till I found out something about myself that I wanted to have nasi lemak for breakfast. And not exercise, just a little bit more. When I was 21, all I wanted was to learn how to commit more. Because I didn't commit to my games, my studies, my sports, or my relationships. And I feared that fear itself was holding me back from true greatness. And I admit it was a real hard habit to break. Because the only thing I committed back then were sins and mistakes. When I was 22, all I wanted was to graduate. Because by that time, I had been in third year for 3 years. And I was tired of letting my parents down. So I made some more changes in my life. And I'm glad to say I'm going to graduate a year from now. When I was 23, remember that I needed 6 years to get better. So only at 23, I was able to want to look for someone again. But now that I found her, I'm having doubts about her. No, I'm having doubts. Because Zafira, I might not be able to live without her. Because you're the only one of my wants that turned into a need. I need to follow you wherever you go. And I need to be able to take the lead. I need to talk to you every single day. And I need for you to listen to what I have to say. Because even if it's just WhatsApp messages, as long as I get to connect to you. Because I need to see that one tick turn to 2, and the 2 black ticks turn to blue, and I'm gonna stop here before I get too overly facetious, because just the thought of us spending our life together is making me speechless. Like,
that was Muhammad Zafir live at Ruminate by Poet X. We hope you've enjoyed the live recordings you've heard on this special episode. We will be releasing more exclusive content on the outstanding performers at Ruminate in the coming weeks, so stay tuned. Poet X is a production of Tehalia.my. If you'd like to get the next episode automatically, subscribe to Tehalia.my on iTunes or any other podcast services you use. If you'd like to receive updates, follow us on Facebook and Instagram with our handle at PoetX Podcast. I'm Azam Raiz, and this has been PoetX. Good night.